This podcast is a publication of the Engineering Management Institute, where we are committed to building professional development systems, including project management and people leadership programs that support the growth of engineers and their firms. Download our AE Industry Trends Report for insights on the Great Resignation, remote work productivity, and people-centric cultures. To get your copy, visit engineeringmanagementinstitute.org.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Women in Engineering, Success Stories from STEM Professionals. Today, I'm thrilled to sit down with Erin Kahn, a trailblazer in the construction technology field. Erin wears multiple hats as the founder and senior consultant of Erin Kahn Consulting, serves as the regional lead in Los Angeles for Women in Construction Tech, and as an advisor at GS Ventures. In this episode, we're going to talk about the evolution of construction technology landscape over the decade and anticipated future technologies that are stirring excitement in the industry. I am your host, Tiffany Tichy, a senior mechanical engineer, STEM advocate, TEDx International speaker, as well as an internationally recognized author of children's books, including What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z, and the STEM Crew Kids Adventure Series. I also host a Read It Right radio show on WDRB Media, and I'm the publishing consultant of Inspired Authors Publishing. And with that, let's jump right into today's episode. Today, I have with me Erin Kahn. Welcome, Erin, to the Women in Engineering podcast.
Thanks, Tiffany. Glad to be here. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, yes. Okay. Can you tell us more about yourself, what you do on a daily basis, and how you first became involved in construction and construction technology?
Yeah, 100%. So a little bit about me. So born and raised in New York, and then I came out to school to study civil engineering at USC here in Los Angeles. So I'm based here in sunny SoCal, usually, although we've been getting a lot of rain lately. And then on a daily basis, so I guess throughout my career, I've been involved in construction and construction technology. But today, with my consulting practice, what I mostly focus on is supporting contractors as well as construction technology startups with everything under the construction innovation umbrella. So it's a lot of conversations with construction teams in the field that are looking for better ways to implement the tech that they have already, and also working with startups that are just trying to get their ideas right or looking for feedback from the industry with developing a really good product.
Nice, nice. I love it. Now, you mentioned construction technology. I mean, what motivated you to start an independent consulting firm and tying it in with construction technology space, especially as a woman in this field?
Yeah, and I think it goes back quite a bit to the beginning of my career, really, in construction. So I mentioned I studied civil engineering at USC, but the thing that really got me into the construction tech side and on the journey to start my consulting firm was really starting as an intern day one on the project site and thinking, oh my gosh, where's the technology? There's stacks and stacks of paper everywhere. I was kind of scratching my head like, hey, I thought we were going to have more types of digital tools, and it just didn't exist really for the industry that well. So I was super passionate about like, hey, I think there's a better way. Let's get into, like, for example, doing digital plan sets with Bluebeam Review and all of that. So that passion of mine sparked early on and was something I just kept coming back to over and over and over again. And throughout my career, I think it's really what I've wanted to focus on. So through a few different experiences, and my last major experience was at Suffolk Construction, I've always wanted to do more for the industry. So part of, you know, that desire was starting my own firm. So there's a lot you can do at other companies, but I kind of wanted to put my own spin on it. I always thought at some point, it might be cool to learn how to run a business, which has been quite the experience. So that's kind of what kind of got me here, right? So it really felt like the next natural career step. So I had some really great experiences working at some amazing construction firms, but kind of wanted to take it a little bit further and see where it would go. And then especially as a woman in the field, I think there is a bit more gravity to it because there are so few women leaders in the space. So I think it's just really important for me to be authentic. And, you know, if I want to run my own firm, I should go do that, right? So that's kind of what brings me here today.
I love it. I love it. And yeah, the whole representation of more women in this, and the fact that you, you know, stemmed off of it, was able to get your own consulting to be able to see there was a need for it. And so you're now helping others. And I love how you're sharing that through your own business and everything. Now, talk about construction technology. You know, what are some common career paths? Because when you hear that, you're like, okay, how do we get there? So what are some common career paths available in construction technology?
Yeah, totally. I love this question, because when I first started, it didn't really exist. So it's super exciting to be able to share a little bit more about it now. So I guess to begin with, some of the things that did exist in the industry and still do, of course, a lot of people tend to think about their virtual design coordinator roles, their BIM team, perhaps, that's kind of in that tech space and working with some technical tools. That's one side of it, but there's so much more that has expanded in the last few years. So there are positions now that are like technological specialty roles a little bit, but you'll see like construction tech innovation manager. You'll also see on the startup side, like customer success manager. You'll see some people going from industry again to the startup side to do all sorts of different roles and things like product development. And then what I've also noticed as well, which is super exciting, is the construction tech, like venture capital space, which is very, very exciting to see, because it's not just creating the solutions and implementing them, but it's also investing in the future of where it's going. So there are roles that kind of help on the venture capital side as well. And as time goes on, I've noticed that these roles keep expanding more and more, which is really cool, because I never thought in a million years that a role in innovation anything would exist in construction. So now you'll start to see things like data manager for construction companies, which is starting to really signal some of the big changes that are coming.
Wow. I love it. And it's like you were saying, you was in the beginning stages of it. So to see it be where it is now and where it's going to take it, I love it as far as sharing that. You know, as a woman, you know, there's sometimes it's opportunities and challenges. So could you discuss any unique opportunities or challenges that women might encounter in pursuing careers in this field?
Yeah, so that definitely makes me pause and reflect a lot. So kind of just taking my experience from it, I think a lot of the opportunities in the industry, especially for women, it's really bringing that new perspective. So, you know, any type of diversity on a team helps it be more successful. There's some research that kind of backs that up as well. But it's really bringing that different perspective and being able to kind of back it up, right? Which is a really unique opportunity. I also think pairing that with things like really good listening skills, really good emotional intelligence and empathizing skills is super critical. So a lot of times we don't think about like empathy as a skill that we need to have in the workplace, but it's actually, from what I've found, extremely critical to construction tech. And we find that women are pretty good at that, that maybe they naturally kind of have those types of skills. But what it comes down to at the end of the day is, do you understand what the problem is? And do you actually know how to put yourself in somebody else's shoes so that you can properly identify the right solution for them? So that empathy is something that I've noticed from myself, at least, like slowing down a little bit to listen, take the time to kind of feel yourself in somebody else's situation can kind of get you a little bit further than you would have. So that's one of the opportunities. And then reflecting a little bit on the challenges, I think there's a lot of tightrope bias. Hopefully that's the right one that I picked there, but sharing a story from like pretty early on in my career, which I was kind of like, hey, we should do this tech stuff. We got to do this. We got to do that. At some points in my career, very early on, I was told like, hey, Erin, you're so quiet. Like you need to speak up more. And then when I did, it was, oh, you're so aggressive. Why would you like share that idea? Like, wait a minute. So what's going on here? which side are we on? And I think what it boiled down to, it can be really scary to be somebody who's like other on the job site or on the team, and also be presenting new challenging ideas and processes. So for myself, one of the challenges was kind of figuring out a way to not be so scary or intimidating, which is kind of a head scratcher because I'm this like tiny, just under 5 foot, you know, petite woman. But it can be scary if you're getting information or being told, hey, we're going to try this new thing, and it's coming from someone who's, you know, a young, brown, short lady that's trying to get you to change. So yeah. I think those are some of the challenges I've seen.
Love it. Love it. I mean, that's the key thing. And the fact that you said being empathetic and just knowing, you know, from a different perspective, I think that's the biggest piece when you share that. And yet the whole look of you, yeah, definitely. And they tell you from one extreme or the other, you know, looking at that. So when we talk about, you know, those challenges and opportunities, in your opinion, what are some strategies that engineering women can use to navigate and advance in the construction industry?
So two things that I think are pretty important. So one, look for ways to improve processes on your team, even if it's like the tiniest little thing, because the small things really matter, probably more than you think. And make that small improvement, but also document it and see what the results are. And don't be shy about sharing what the impact is. Because I think there are so many things that we do day in and day out to try to get our projects to go smoother, to things be, in general, better. And a lot of times we just don't capture it. And if we do, we're not really great about sharing it. So making sure that you're doing those things, those three things, right? So improving the process somewhere, somehow, could be something super tiny. Document it and then share the good stuff, right? So it kind of gives you a little bit of a boost. And then the other thing too, like on the note of sharing, there are so many fabulous mentors and other women in the industry and at all these companies. So create your network. Reach out to somebody else in your company who might have had an experience on a project that you haven't had yet and you want to learn more. Like, hey, so-and-so, can we meet up for a coffee chat? Tell me about your experience doing XYZ. So that's a great way to, you know, also help advance yourself and like have an accelerator to learn. I'll also plug in here, look for industry organizations. So I'm currently the operations director with Women in Construction Tech. So that's a global community. And we have different chapters all over the world that's dedicated specifically to supporting creating communities for women in the construction tech space. So find your network, create those relationships and share.
That's awesome. Great tips. And I love it when you talk about the, you know, the different outside professional organizations, because I think that is good to build your network. So to hear it in the construction side of things, I love that you put that plug in there, because, you know, we're all in these different industries, but knowing some key ones tied to the industry itself is amazing. So kudos to you for representing and leadership in it as well. So let's talk about, you know, the landscape of technology, construction technology. How would you describe the current state of construction technology landscape compared to what it was, you know, like a decade ago?
I love this question. So my take on it, which might be a spicy one, we'll see. There's definitely higher quantity of solutions. And unfortunately, from my perspective, I think we're starting to also see lower quality. So in that... That being said, when I say like lower quality, I think there's a lot of excitement. There are a lot of different solutions out there with tech, but a lot of them are not taking the time to really understand the problem that they're trying to solve. So I think what I've noticed is a lot of them get like maybe 80, 90% of the way there, but they're really missing like that special sauce that'll kind of make it take off or, you know, truly address the challenges that team members are facing. So I think there's some maybe learning curves to overcome with a lot of the startups that are starting to enter the space, because there are literally thousands of them today, where, you know, 10 years ago, maybe it was a handful of like 10 to 20 or, you know, less than 100. So that is something that has definitely, definitely changed.
I love that you said that there's startups out there and everything too. So, but as far as the trends and everything, looking ahead, let's talk about future-wise. What emerging technologies or trends do you find most exciting or promising for the construction industry?
Yeah, so I think we've all heard it, and it's kind of been said many, many times everywhere, and I'll say it again, but artificial intelligence is definitely up there. I mean, there's a reason why there's so much buzz everywhere, you know, not just in construction, but in literally every industry. So yeah, I really do think it's going to have a huge impact. And one of the trends that I'm most excited to see addressed, or hopefully kind of explode, is addressing like learning and development and training. So with where the industry is at, we have such a big labor shortage, and there's really no great way to capture historical knowledge or catch up new workers and onboard them with, you know, what's literally like decades and decades of knowledge that's inside people's heads. So we need a great way to put that somewhere, store it, and translate it in a way that's on a human level, right? So you can potentially ask like, hey, construction bot, I'm really confused about this detail. Can you tell me a little bit more? And hopefully you get a nice curated database from, you know, years and years and generations of people who have come before you that have learned and put that experience somehow into words. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. Hopefully, knock on wood, we get some interesting tools coming out. And then also data integrations. So the industry has really been plagued by lack of data interoperability between platforms. So in simpler terms, like nothing really talks to each other, and we end up doing all these things in silos. So I'm really hoping that the technology helps level that playing field and allowing us to have better standards moving forward.
That's good. It's good. Yeah, you have the data coming in, but yeah, the whole communication piece is important too. So yeah, that knowledge transfer is something else, especially as you talk about what was before and that knowledge and then continuing on. So I love how you identified that. Now let's talk about this that you just shared and these advancements. How do you anticipate these advancements will impact various aspects of construction, such as efficiency, safety, and sustainability?
So definitely everything will be accelerated. I think that's one of the, I guess, natural side effects of using technology, is we're able to do things a lot more faster, more effective, and efficient. So with pretty much any process, I think it's going to get quite a boost or an accelerator to it. I think with a lot of these processes as well, and I'm thinking of safety, we can also shift more from a reactionary state to a preventative state and a more predictable state. So those are also some of the things that I'm anticipating, which we're starting to see a little bit more of, but I'm anticipating that that will continue to grow and grow and grow. And one of the things you mentioned, sustainability as well, I think alongside with like new policy developments that are coming out with decarbonization and net zero and all sorts of other things that are out there, technology will also help bring awareness and education on those items. Because right now, like if you ask me like, okay, well, how much embodied carbon is in that building? I'd tell you, I don't know. And I don't have a way of really measuring it. But today we're starting to get tools that can help uncover that information. So we're going to have a much more informed job site in the future.
That's good. That's good. Now let's talk about, how do you stay informed and ahead in a rapidly changing field of construction technology? And you've already said how you are active with the organizations and everything, but how do you stay informed and ahead in the rapidly changing field of construction technology?
Yeah. I like to speak with people. I like to stay plugged in with what's going on. So I would love to meet you and talk with you and learn about what you're working on. If you're a startup or if you're a construction company, just wondering about, hey, how do I do this innovation thing? How do I get started with AI? Or I'm wondering about whatever it is. Super happy to chat. So please speak with me. I mean, building relationships and having those one-on-one conversations, that's how I learn. I'm not shy. You can feel free to shoot me a message on LinkedIn. I promise I'll reply at some point. And email me. So Erin@erinkahnconsulting.com. But it's also, reflecting on my career, I think it's also showing up consistently to different things. So really going to conferences, tuning in to different podcasts or following different newsletters. So there are a ton of resources out there. Happy to share some details on some of the things that I like. So again, like, feel free to message me. Would love to chat one-on-one. Consistently kind of showing up to where things are happening in the industry has helped me stay plugged in.
That's good. I mean, and you're asking those questions. You're asking those questions to get to know and what's going on. And so that's one way I definitely would say it's great to try to stay up to speed with it. So as we close out, finally, what piece of advice would you give to an engineer or engineers, especially those aspiring to break into the construction technology or start their own venture?
Yeah. So I would say be yourself. Super, super important. So especially with starting an independent consultancy or your own venture, or maybe it's a new career path opportunity that's opened up for you, who knows? Really, really know what makes you motivated, what makes you passionate, and where your specific strengths are, and then lead with those. Because like, what makes me special and unique with bringing something to the industry is going to be completely different than what somebody else can bring. And I always want to appreciate and celebrate our differences because I think that's what makes us better in the long run. So really lock into that value that you're bringing that only you can, and then amplify that. So I think for me, I've also had a little bit of a journey just kind of experimenting and really getting to understand that for myself. And I think that's a continuous journey. I don't think that'll ever end, because as humans, we're always growing and evolving. But yeah, be yourself, really understand your unique value that you're bringing, I think would be the biggest piece of advice.
Some great advice. I love it. I love it. So as we close out, Erin, it's been a pleasure. What Likewise. Ways can people get in touch with you if they want to find out more about you?
Mention my LinkedIn. So feel free to stalk me on LinkedIn, ErinKahn, or email me. So Erin@erinkahnconsulting.com. My website also has my Calendly link on there if you just want to go ahead and set up a meeting with me right away. So yeah, those are some of the best ways to get in touch.
Love it. Erin, thank you so much for being a great guest on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you won't miss our upcoming episodes featuring interviews with inspiring women engineers, discussions about industry trends, and much more. Go to womeninengineeringpodcast.com, where you will find a summary of the key points discussed in today's episode, as well as links to any of the resources, websites, or books mentioned during this episode. Until next time, may your engineering endeavors be as remarkable as the women whose stories we're sharing. Stay curious. Keep innovating and engineer a better future.